This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
For sports fans, there's nothing better than watching a live event on TV or at a sports venue. But there's nothing worse than that event being called off because of bad weather. Bad light, a waterlogged pitch, or excessive heat can cause matches to be postponed. But according to the latest research, extreme weather might be disrupting the sporting calendar more than ever in the future. In one sport, golf, major tournaments like the Open are already predicted to be victims of our changing climate. In the UK, an organisation called the Climate Coalition says that golf courses such as St Andrews could be underwater by the end of the century if sea levels rise even slightly. It told the BBC that its research predicts cancelled football matches, flooded cricket grounds and golf courses crumbling into the sea. The threat to sporting fixtures from climate change has been further highlighted in a new report commissioned by the Rapid Transition Alliance. Writing about this for the BBC, Matt McGrath says that by 2050, it's estimated that almost one in four English Football League grounds can expect flooding every year. This will mean fewer matches played, less opportunity to watch the beautiful game, and reduced revenue from ticket sales. Cricket also faces huge challenges globally as temperatures rise in places like India, Australia and the West Indies. The report says that stadiums in Adelaide and Perth will see a 60% increase in days with temperatures over 40 degrees centigrade over the next decade. Of course, we know that the solution lies with reducing our carbon footprint. We could travel less to attend sports events and reduce our waste when we do go. But this latest report finds that sports leaders are generally failing to address the issue seriously. However, because sport is universally popular and can be very influential, maybe it should be players, teams and their sponsors who promote a carbon-neutral message to help protect sporting venues before it's game over.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.